Hey, everybody in the world. How are we doing tonight? This is Sunshiny Day. So this is my second episode of my podcast. I'm hoping that you all enjoy it. I am spreading positivity and good vibes and love and joy. I never said it was easy. It is a passion of mine. It is something I think that is definitely needed in this world. We can no longer combat hate with hate. We need to start spreading love and not feeding the hate and feeding the love instead. So I want to talk about feeding the love. Everybody talks about loving yourself and taking care of yourself, and no one really tells you how to do that. They're just like, love yourself, be yourself, blah, 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 which is amazing and awesome. And I'm all about that. But in order to achieve the higher power of yourself, you need help sometimes. You need a direction. You need some kind of nourishment, so to speak, so you can keep going. So one of the personal ways I help myself when I'm in a conundrum, when am I going to go out? Am I going to do this thing? Am I going to live my life? I have this phrase that me and a friend made up, and it's really credited to her, but I've really taken it on, and it's really helped embolden my choices in what I want to do. And the phrase is, what would my 80-year-old self tell me to do? You're not guaranteed to get to 80 years old. I'm not guaranteed to get to 80 years old, but that imagery of what would your 80-year-old self tell you to do? I'm pretty sure that 80-year-old self would tell you to go ahead and do whatever you're wanting to do, because this is where you're living in the now. Our 80-year-old selves are not guaranteed. So why stress about something that might not even come? So that's part of, getting to love yourself is actually allowing yourself to do things that you love and want to do, and not question it, especially if it's good. Now, it's one thing if you're spreading hate. There's no need for hate no longer in this world. We've evolved to a point where we can function without hate. We are just choosing not to because we think it's easier to hate, when in all actuality, it takes just the same amount of efforts. It's just on a different scale. Loving and joyful and being happy takes work. But when you are in the groove, just like being in the habit of hate, it's easy to do. And I would rather love and build people up than break them down and see this world fall apart. We don't need that. We can make things amazing. So another way to help love myself, for example, because, I'm with myself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I'm going to use myself as an example because it's the best example I know how. But my house, I've covered it in mirrors. One, I started it for many different reasons. One, it was a way to bring light into my house. I was able to start eliminating all the dark spots and really making it the sunshiny day house. And then the mirrors really started becoming a reflection, quite literally, of myself. And I had to face myself, and I'm going through a body transformation, metamorphosis and everything. And I can't see that metamorphosis happening if I don't have the mirrors. And so part of it is like a shallow, vain reason, it feels like. But if I'm not able to face myself in a mirror, I'm not going to be able to face anybody, because I'm not going to be able to have that confidence. And once you really face yourself, you can't let anybody else dictate who you are. It's a sense of power that you gain, and you can't tolerate people letting you tell you what you to do when it's not suited for you. That's one thing that I've learned, is I've been trying to do all these things from other people's points of view, and I've been trying to do it their way, which that's one of my lessons I've been learning recently, is I'm learning how to do things my way. And because my way is my way, it's the best way for me. And I am overcoming that, of being like, oh, well, why do I have to do it that way? Because that's not my way. So I'm doing it my way. for part of me for loving myself is expressing myself in many different ways. So not only am I physically under a metamorphosis, but so is my house. Why do I want to exist in a space that is not going to represent me? I'm not just existing. I'm living. I'm breathing. I'm experiencing life as it's coming and going at me. And I want people to experience that when they walk into my house. I want them to be like, wow, okay, you know, you can do what you want. It's us that tell us that we can't do what we want, and that reverberates onto everybody else. And so then we tell other people that they can't do what they want, when in fact we're projecting. And if I'm going to project, I would rather project love and happiness and the sappiness. Yes, you can do what you want, because you can do what you want. You know, as optimistic as I am, I'm very realistic. I'm quite aware of all the hates and hatred and negativity out in the world. I'm not blind to it. In fact, I'm very aware so that I can be brighter and more of a positive force. If you come to me or at me or any kind of way with any kind of negativity, I'm not going to come back with you negatively. I'm going to stop it in its tracks, and I'm going to shine and ooze the positivity on you, because that's who I am. That's what I know how to do. And, you know, people try to break me down for that, but I don't let them, because it's who I am. It take me or leave me, you know? And that's how it should be, like with everybody. It just is, negatively nor positively, but just is. We're not all everybody's flavor. Like, that's why there's a huge world out there. That's why there's many different colors and breeds and all sorts of intersects of humanity. But that's the point, is we're all humanity. We're all part of the same fabric. We all bleed when we're stabbed. We all get hurt. We all need to sleep. We all need to eat eventually. We might not all eat the same kind of foods, but we all do need some kind of nourishment. And that's the other thing, is we all need nourishment on many different levels. We are a conscious being that is conscious of knowing that we are conscious on this planet. We are the most evolved species, so to speak, on this planet. We are just letting our negative side and our fearfulness of seeing how great we could be, in the sense of this is a wonderful world, and it could be a truly wonderful world if we all just banded together and realize that we could keep building this world up and up without tearing it down. We could change our ecosystem again. We could make all of our waste back into useful resources. We just have to band together. We need to put aside we don't have to put aside our differences. We have to embrace our differences, realizing that my difference makes me beautiful, and that your difference makes you beautiful. And that's what makes all of us beautiful, is that we are all different. We all shine a different way. We all color outside the different kinds of ways. We do things within our own comfort zones. We do things that take us out of our own comfort zones. But that is a choice that we all get to make, no matter where you're from. It's part of our basic human needs, is being able to just choose where I'm going to go take a shit. It's basic. I don't go everywhere. I know a lot of people don't. And that's one of the things I'm talking about, is things like that. Not everybody has that basic requirement of having privacy, of going to go to relieve themselves. Another part of loving yourself is just realizing that you are not alone in this world, that you are part of a huge part, you're part of a huge piece of fabric that you can reverberate and have a huge effect on, negatively, positively, or just have an effect on. And we all have an effect on that fabric, and that fabric happens to be, for smaller scopes, our world, our earth at the moment. We're not taking care of the earth, so we're not taking care of ourselves. So that is in turn taking care of us not taking care of the earth, and it's affecting everybody. It's affecting everything. It's affecting all the foods we digest, ingest, it's affecting how we interact with people. It's affecting everything because we're not taking care of the fabric that we're on, and that we're, what we're a part of. We, for some reason, have been conditioned to think that we need to be oblivious of all the trash and all the waste and all the hurtfulness and the hate that we create. And that's not something that we have to really worry about, but it's something that's shoved in our face. And then when something positive comes around, everybody wants to hate on it because it's different, instead of embracing it or being curious about it or seeing it in a new light and wondering, why is that different? Just because something is different doesn't mean it's scary or has to be scary. It's just different. That's the whole definition of difference. Difference is something that is not the same as you, or not the same as the things that we are used to. The definition of difference is something that is not the same. I am a very proud, different person. I am so glad I'm different than a lot of people. I don't know how people go through life not knowing, or, because I'm not sure what the words is because I'm not there, not knowing themselves, or rather avoiding themselves. I don't know how people do that. I know how they do. They do that. They do it with drugs and alcohol and all sorts of other things. That kind of I know how they do that. But as far as, I don't know how you can just ignore yourself. It baffles me. It baffles me that you can ignore yourself so much that you ignore other people. And I mean, why ignore other people when you can have an amazing existence, saying hi and embracing other people's humanity? And not only that, but validating that they are part of everyday functions, that we're all part of everyday functions. So another way of loving yourself is literally embracing yourself, giving yourself the biggest hug, hugging yourself in your arms. It's important because we all need a human connection. It sounds weird and strange to hug yourself, but it helps, because sometimes you are your own only human connection. But once you are aware of that, you can start making a change. When you are not aware of something, it's hard to change your situation. I went through several years of thinking my life was grand and all this other stuff, and I had all these negative things around me that I just kept allowing to be like, oh, it's just there because that's life, and, you know, I don't have a choice, and the negative is just going to be there. And one day I woke up, so to speak, and realized that, no, I don't have to just deal with the negativity because it's there. It doesn't have to be there. My name, again, is Sunshiny Day. I illuminate. I illuminate things, and that just is what it is. I illuminate the bad and the good. I help people see and become aware of themselves so that they can become aware for the betterment of the universe and our energy vibrations. Why is it a bad thing to be good? I've never understood that. Ever since I was a kid, I've always been made to feel like that being a good person was bad, and I've never understood it, and I don't know if I want to. But I've had my fair share of things I've done in my life, but for the most part, I'm a very good person. I've changed the way I interact with people. I'm very aware of when I'm frustrated and when I'm in a bad mood, because I do not want that to reverberate onto someone else. My energy is so strong that it already happens when I'm in a bad mood. Everybody already picks up on it. I don't have to say anything. It's just because it's vibrating through me and people feel that energy. And to say that you don't change an energy when you walk into the room is just baffling, because everybody changes an energy when they walk into the room. That's why parties are a party, is because the more energy, the more people that are in there, the more energy and the more excitement and the more exuberance and whateverness of whatever the party is what makes it a party a party. You know, a party is not a party with just one person. It can be, but it takes an allotted amount of energy to make it feel like that kind of party. But I digress. We all affect people. We all affect each other. So loving yourself takes a lot of work, just like hating yourself. But I would rather take a lot of work loving myself to make myself feel better. The things I do to make myself, to help love myself and feel better about myself. I've changed my diet. I eat a pretty clean diet. I'm vegan now because I have to be. I started it because it was a choice. But now because I've trained my body to not eat meat and eat animals, when I put those kind of products into me, I feel like my body is exploding. So now it's becoming a necessity. And, you know, it's a process. I was a carnivore up until about a year ago. And I'm on my last little bits of you know, eating animal products, but that's because they're in everything. And I'm just, you know, training myself and conditioning and all that. And so along with the diet, I've also have just finished 3 years of doing Pilates. And that has probably been one of the biggest steps for me is actually sticking with a physical activity and not being like, oh my God, I hate this, and quitting after 2 weeks, because I wanted the change. I no longer could sit around on the couch binge watching and eating and thinking, oh, life is going to get awesome. I'm going to become a supermodel while I'm just sitting on the couch and, you know, shoving pints of ice cream and Flaming Hot Cheetos down my mouth. It's not going to happen. In my imagination, it did, because that's what I was fed on the TV. And I didn't realize until I started this journey of transformation and physical activity that that you actually have to do the work for it to happen. That was a huge light bulb that went off. I was like, oh, right, I have to do the work. And, you know, they call it hard body for a reason. It's not easy to get. It's hard to get. And, you know, once you get it, yeah, sure, maybe it's easy to maintain. I don't know. I doubt it, because, you know, I do Pilates, I weightlift, and I run. And I eat pretty regularly. And it's one of those things. I've never been the skinny kid. I've never been a person without the stomach. And I'm seeing it disappear, and I'm doing it the natural way for me, which is, you know, no surgeries or cosmetic treatments. And yeah, there's moments where I'm like, yep, I'm going to go and have liposuction and have this all taken off. Yeah, there are moments when I want to do that, because yes, it would be easier. But for me, I wouldn't have learned my lesson, and I can't afford to go have surgery like that. And I don't want to be out of commission. I want to learn my lesson. It took me what, 32 years to get to where I was before I started really changing my ways. And so I have to realize that it took 32 years to get to where I was, and it's not going to just happen in a matter of 2 years, but it's happening, which is important. So yes, I've changed my diet. I work out a lot, but that's ways of me loving myself. Another way, I love music. I always have music on. The fact that there's no music on this podcast is amazing at the moment. But yes, I listen to music. I dance in my house. Dance for me is one of those things, like, if you can't express yourself through dance, it's, what's the point? Like, if music doesn't make you just want to dance, you have not connected with the main artery of humanity, the raw basic instinct of just hearing a beat and just wanting to move. Your connections are not connected at the moment. We all need to start being connected. We have to come out of that matrix. We have to come back to life. I am here to help you come back to life. If anybody ever needs to talk, if you have questions about being positive and spreading love and joy, please contact me. I'm not afraid to talk about this subject. In fact, that's all I want to do is talk about it. And not just that, but how to help humanity and how we can help each other and how we can build each other. And that first step is being aware that we need to be kind and positive to ourselves. Because if we're going to be kind and positive to other people, we have to be kind and positive to ourselves. We have to take our flaws and our strengths. We have to turn our weaknesses into our strengths. One of my weaknesses that I thought for a very long time is that I'm very in touch with my feminine side. A lot of people see the woman in me before they say anything else. I was afraid to embrace my feminine. I was afraid to embrace my drag because I was afraid of what random people were going to think of me because I was afraid of embracing that. And because I took that step of embracing it, even though I was petrified, I started embracing it. And now that strength is one of my weakness was now one of my biggest strengths. Like I embrace my feminine because just because you're feminine doesn't mean you're weak. Femininity does not equate weakness, and masculinity does not equate strength. It is a male-female thing because humanity is made of male and female. But that's for a different episode. But that's one of, you know, that's one of my strengths now. Embrace every part of you. That is part of how you love yourself, is by embracing every part of yourself, the negative, the positive, and everything else. You are with you 24/7. You know what you did bad for yourself. You know what you did good for yourself. You know what you did bad for other people, and you know what you did good for other people. And you know what you just did. You are your own big brother because you are constantly aware of everything you do. As much as we try to drown our sorrows or get high or inject ourselves or, you know, avoid ourselves, you are still aware of yourself. So you're your ultimate big brother. So if you're going to be your big brother, give yourself a hug. Tell yourself it's okay to be you. It's okay to be fabulous. It's okay to put on that neon dress and walk down the street. As long as you are selling it, who cares? It's when you start trying to be a poser is when that's when things get muddy, because you're not being you. You're posing. You aren't. When you're you, you don't have to try. You just do. So try that. Do that for me, folks. When you're you, just do it. If it feels right, do it. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. And that's the thing, is you've got to stand up for whatever is right, even when it doesn't feel right. But if you know it's right, and it's right for you, you've got to stand up for it. Remember, if you want to be the change, be the change. You can't walk the walk if you're not going to talk the talk. Folks, my name is Sunshiny Day, aka everybody around the world. Everybody around the world, I hope you all have a fabulous night. Reach out, touch faith, give me a buzz. I would love to have feedback. I am here to help illuminate your world and make it a brighter, bigger, better place. Till next time.